I speak on behalf of the Indigenous People's Law and Policy of the University of Arizona. We had set up an initiative to follow up the implementation of the recommendations made by two special rapporteurs in 2016 and 2022 on human rights violations of the Indigenous peoples in protected areas. And one of the elements of this program is to prepare a human rights database which examines human rights violations in protected areas. And so far, we have completed studies on 95 protected areas. Our research demonstrates that conservation sector is now amongst the top industries destroying indigenous people's rights and lives. We found patterns of forced evictions, destruction of houses and traditional means of livelihood, torture and ill treatment, arbitrary arrest and detention, extrajudicial executions, summary executions, and forced disappearances, sexual violence, and other forms of gender violence, death threats in a large number of countries, including Cameroon, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, India, Nepal, Thailand, etc. A large number of these violations are never addressed or never reach the UN system. The majority of human rights violations are taking place in the parks managed by non-state actors like the Wildlife Conservation Society, the World Wildlife Fund, a number of private institutes which are supported with the bilateral donor agencies from the Western countries. We have not come across a single donor conditioning funding to their recipients on the adoption and application of an indigenous rights-based approach. I think the only exception has been the European Union stopping funding to Tanzania in June this year against the eviction of the Maasai people. So in the light of these facts, we would like to make four recommendations. The first recommendation we would like to make to all the UN human rights mechanisms to address the environment protection-induced human rights violations of the indigenous peoples, especially given the fact that as per the Kunming-Montreal Declaration, by 2030, the protected area should be increased by 30%. The second recommendation which we'd like to make is to the special procedure mandate holders to address the violations by the non-state actors which are managing particular protected areas. And we are delighted to see the distinguished member of the UN Human Rights Committee here. The Human Rights Committee will urge upon to address human rights violations in the protected areas, and it could start with the Government of India when it considers the report next week. And then lastly, would like to recommend to the MRIF to undertake a study on the impact of conservation on indigenous peoples, considering the fact that the report of the special rapporteurs had come or were published prior to the adoption of the Kunming-Montreal Declaration. Thank you.